Bears.
The following segment is sponsored on WNTA, and its owner, Midway Radio Incorporated, may receive advertising or sponsorship compensation from the interviewee at various times throughout the calendar year. It's time to get local and shine the spotlight on someone in our community. Welcome to Stateline Business First with Dean Urban on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dean Urban. I want to thank you. Thank you, buddy. You're the best. Hey, got a special guest. I love people that are from Rockford. They branch out, and then they come back to Rockford, and it is such a great story. And I'm so honored and pleased to have Natalie Richards in the studio tonight. She is the owner of Revive Chiropractic Wellness. And Natalie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Okay, I got to ask you,
sure.
What made you want to get into being a chiropractor?
Oh, man. Well, that started when I was 6 days old.
Really?
Yeah, it sure did. So my first adjustment was when I was 6 days old. Mm-hmm. My mom was just really into the whole health and wellness lifestyle. And then ever since then, I've just been adjusted my whole life, really. And what kind of drew me into actually being a chiropractor myself is I had a lot of injuries when I was younger. So I doing sports and figure skating and basketball and all kinds of different things. I would just be clumsy because I also grew very fast. I would have a lot of injuries. So I went to the orthopedist, I think like 18 separate times for different injuries that I had. Okay. Nothing was really ever serious. It wasn't really broken. It wasn't torn, but it was just painful. And one day I just realized, how about I have my chiropractor look at this knee injury that I had at the particular time? And I was on crutches for 2 weeks at that point. And I went in, he made a very simple, tiny little adjustment to my knee, and I walked out with no pain. So that's kind of what pushed me over the edge of this really has some benefits beyond what people usually think about with chiropractic.
I was going to bring that up. Usually it's cracking bones.
Exactly.
And you hear the big crack. It's so much more than that.
It is. So me personally as a chiropractor, I look at the entire body. I don't just look at the spine. If somebody has a hip problem, I'm looking at their knees. I'm looking at their ankles. I'm looking at every single part of that chain that could be causing a problem. So
now you also work with nutrition.
I do. Yes. So that's where my passion lies also, is really living a healthy lifestyle, kind of getting rid of toxins, really having a good diet, because that all contributes to pain as well. So when we're talking about inflammation and things like that, that diet really makes a big difference with that.
When you talk about detox, I mean, you got to be careful with that.
Well,
stuff,
you
right?
do. Yeah. So you have to be careful that you're not just like getting all your toxins out and then they're all in the circulation of your blood, because that can mess with your brain. It can mess with a lot of different things, especially when we're talking about like heavy metal detoxes. That can be kind of scary sometimes if you're not binding things appropriately in order to get them out. So I do a detox program, and then I also utilize infrared sauna and different things like that in order to help people get rid of toxins.
So when people come in,
yeah.
And, you know, they might have a hip problem, as you mentioned, a back problem, whatever it is.
Right.
And you start looking at everything.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of this stuff goes all together.
It does. And that's why I don't look at it from just a structural point of view. I'm looking at it from the nutritional side. I'm looking at it from a muscular side as well. So, you know, making sure your muscles aren't lopsided in terms of strength. And so massage therapy, infrared sauna to help decrease some inflammation, decreasing inflammation in your diet, and then making sure that your spine is in line. Those all are very important parts to the whole wellness thing and getting rid of pain in general. I think in a lot of cases with people with chronic pain, the structural part is probably not what's causing it anymore after a certain point. The damage has already been done. But the inflammation and the diet side of things really comes into play.
We are talking with Natalie from Revive Chiropractic Wellness, located at 5875 East Riverside. And Natalie, tell everybody exactly where that's at.
Sure. So it's on Riverside and Mulford. It's in the Ortho Illinois building that's right there. So I'm located next to Quest Diagnostics in that Ortho Illinois complex.
Okay. Suite?
Yeah. It's suite 115. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, again, and people all ages?
Absolutely.
See?
Yep. I see babies all the way up to elderly people. So, yep, it's kind of whoever needs it. And each age group obviously has a different focus with what I'm looking for.
When you talk about pain, you were just talking about it.
Sure.
That it's going on. How long can people have pain till suddenly it becomes more than just a pain issue?
Right. So usually pain is there because the body is recognizing that something's not in the correct place. So it's kind of an alarm to the brain that, you know, okay, the receptors in your knee are noticing that something's a little bit off in terms of positioning. And it sends a signal up to your brain, and that gives you the pain signal. And it's an alarm of your body saying, something's wrong, please fix it, and get me into the right place again. So pain can really be there for a while, and then, you know, it can, if your knee is in the wrong place for whatever reason, it can kind of get worse as you keep going with your normal life. If you keep working out on it, if you keep running, if you keep doing the same things that you've been doing, it can potentially make the problem worse, and then the pain gets worse, and then it comes to the point where you can't take it anymore and you have to do something. And that's when people kind of get in a bind because they're desperate at that point.
You talk about toxins too.
Sure.
I go through some bouts of gout.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so the toxins in there, the acid and all of that.
Right.
Is that something you could say, okay, Dean, besides being heavy.
Sure.
You don't eat right. No, whatever.
That's honestly, with gout, that's what I would say. It's more that so, it's a diet thing for
really?
Sure. Unfortunately for you, yes, it is.
You're doing so good.
I know.
Point,
I'm
Luke.
Sorry.
I feel? I'm sitting over here like the model of health. Are you kidding me?
You know what? And she's so nice about it. She's smiling and
I
saying,
know.
Really, you're a mess.
Well, not, you know, with gout, that's not necessarily something I can adjust out of you.
Right.
You
but
have to look at it from
help,
the
right?
diet would help. Yeah.
All right,
exactly.
Natalie, I've done the carb thing before, cutting it out. Who hasn't, right?
Sure.
Something I have noticed, and tell me if I'm crazy about this. Not, and I mean, before you start dropping any weight, a couple days into it, if I cut carbs out of my diet and start going just, you know, proteins and, you know, whatever, I start to notice that I'm moving better.
Absolutely.
Like there's less inflammation involved just from carbohydrates.
Yes.
That's I'm nothing else. It's just straight on carbohydrates.
Yes. A lot of times with carbohydrates, there are certain compounds in the carbohydrates that you're eating that are inflammatory. So when you start to decrease with any diet, we can take, I can extrapolate this to any diet you can think of. When you start thinking about your diet and making it better, let's say, you're always going to be eliminating things that potentially are causing inflammation. So when you do that, you're going to feel better because your joints aren't going to be inflamed. You're not going to have that same warning signals from your systemic inflammation anymore. And that's always going to be better. So you can say, you know, people who go vegan for a little while, maybe they're cutting out the bad meats that they were eating before that were causing inflammation. They're cutting that out and they feel amazing. Now, I'm not saying vegan is a great way to live your life, but the same thing happens with eliminating carbs, especially bread, because bread has that protein in it called gluten, and gluten is very inflammatory. There's other things like in beans and in certain, like tomatoes with the skin on, tomatoes with the seeds in them, there's a protein very similar to gluten that's called a lectin. And lectins are also very inflammatory to our bodies. So it kind of depends on what you're eliminating, but there are a ton of inflammatory foods. And when you start to eliminate those, you feel better.
So it might not be all carbohydrates that
not
cause inflammation, but you're
right.
If you take them all out, then obviously you're getting the ones that do
because
that for you. Is it different for everybody?
It is different for everybody because everyone metabolizes things differently. I would say with gluten, for instance, gluten has been shown to be bad for pretty much everybody. Hmm. So everyone is having some sort of inflammatory reaction to gluten, no matter who you are, whether it's really bad and you have celiac disease or whether it's just a little bit of brain fog after eating gluten or something like that. Just minor things that people don't think about that are there and you don't realize they're there until you cut it out.
That's what we call a food coma, Dean.
There we go.
You know, you and I know that one.
Absolutely.
You take down a full pizza by yourself, and then you just like, oh yeah, wait, what was I going to go do?
That's exactly right. That's
she
the
said something
talking.
Was bad for me. I can't remember.
Why does the gluten have to taste so damn good? That's the problem.
I know. Unfortunately, our bodies become addicted to these things because let's think about back in like the paleo days. Those types of foods, things that had high sugar content, they weren't readily available to us, but they did make us feel good and we wanted them because our brains do need a little bit of carbohydrate in order to function properly. But so our brains would have this spike in endorphins when we eat that stuff. It still is happening today. It's just that those carbohydrate foods are much more available to us. So we still get that addictive feeling when we eat them. It's just a little bit dysfunctional.
Very interesting. We're talking with Natalie from Revive Chiropractic Wellness, talking a little bit about diet, talking a little bit about detox, how do you safely do that.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned you got interested. You were into sports and had some injury. So you
right.
work with sports people.
I do. I have a lot of extra training in sports injuries and extremity adjusting, which extremities is just a big name for arms and legs, pretty much. Your jaw actually falls into that category as well. So with people with TMJ problems, shoulder issues, knee problems I see all the time, ankle issues such as even plantar fasciitis, people who have had plantar fasciitis for years. Sometimes it's just a couple adjustments of the foot and it's basically gone.
Wow.
So yeah, it's kind of incredible. The more I see, the more incredible I realize these adjustments are, because people who have gone through this pain for so long, they might not have anything broken or torn that they could then be in a cast or have a surgery for, but it's maybe just a little millimeter off in their knee that's causing them to have pretty significant pain. And if I can just change the positioning of the bones together and change that millimeter positioning, it really makes it a lot better. And those pain signals aren't going off to the brain anymore, like I mentioned before.
Chiropractic has changed so much.
It has. I know, right?
I mean, it really has. I mean, it used to be you go in, your back hurt.
Yep.
You get an adjustment, you move on.
Yep, and it still works for that, and it's amazing for that.
Right.
And there's clinical trials showing that it's great for low back pain and different types of pain in the back. But there's a whole other world beyond just the spine, too. So, and everything works together is the biggest part. You could have, it could be something in your neck causing your shoulder problem, or it could be something in your shoulder causing your neck problem.
What brought you back to Rockford?
That's a kind of multifaceted answer. I always knew I was going to come back here just because my family's here. And that's probably the main driver of why I came back. But even as I go other places, I enjoy going to other places, but I also know that I enjoy being here just because of the feel. I like the seasons. I like having the feel of Rockford, and I'm used to it. And I've seen it grow from what it was even 10 years ago to what it is now, even the downtown scene, everything. I really enjoy being here.
You know what? As a younger person,
mm-hmm.
everybody's younger than I am. You know that. But what's been the biggest challenge starting a business and getting it up and going? And
I think the biggest challenge for me was just not really knowing what the future was going to hold in terms of, was it going to work? Were people going to come through the doors? I still don't know that, you know,
yeah.
So I have to take it day by day. But I think the biggest challenge was just not knowing how to do it. So really I've really just taken it day by day, and I just kind of deal with the next challenge as it comes. But I really enjoy doing this. I really love being a chiropractor. I love being an entrepreneur and a business owner because I'm able to do it myself.
And the word's getting out about you. I mean, I've talked to people today that were saying how wonderful you are in some of the different things that you offer.
Right. And that, I love hearing that. That's amazing. That's why I do this, because I want people to feel better.
Now, you get in, do you guys get into massaging then too?
I do have a massage therapist in my office.
Okay.
I don't do a lot of that. I do a little bit of soft tissue work in my adjustments, and that's all included in my treatment cost. It's everything I do within the 15 minutes or 20
sure.
minutes is all included, so I don't charge extra for doing
okay.
soft tissue work or anything
okay.
like that. But so yeah, if somebody needs a little bit more work on their muscular, exactly, I have
okay.
somebody in office that does that.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Natalie and also Revive Chiropractic Wellness. We'll be back with more after this.
Welcome back to Stateline Business First with Dean Irvin on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dean Irvin. We are talking with
Yeah, if anybody needs to get revived, it's Bill and his hip.
Dr. Natalie, I'm telling you, you can take care of that guy.
You know, he knows where to find me.
I think we're making an appointment.
Maybe
for
you should.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
I know.
And we are talking about all sorts of things, talking about your nutrition, talking about massage. We've talked about detox, sports injuries. You have a sauna.
I do.
And tell me a little bit about that. I
yeah.
mean, it's a little different than just not a sauna.
It is. So it's
infrared?
It's a dry sauna. So it's not the steam room sauna that some people
okay.
are accustomed
yeah.
to. And it's also not a typical dry sauna. So it uses infrared light,
okay.
which is a spectrum of light that normally we would get from the sun, but most of us do not go in the sun enough.
Does
a.
it help with vitamin D then?
Well, not technically. So it doesn't stimulate the receptors
okay.
that
sure.
will create vitamin D. So it's not like a vitamin D bed
okay,
or anything
sure,
like that.
Sure.
But most people, you know, because we are worried about the UV rays from the sun, which is a very, you know, it's a valid concern about going in the sun. So most people, if they don't go in the sun very often or they are wearing sunscreen, they're not getting this infrared spectrum, which really it's part of the sun for a reason, because it detoxifies us and it has really amazing benefits. But what the infrared sauna does is it concentrates that light, that spectrum, it's invisible. So it concentrates that, and then it really aids in detoxification. So my sauna in particular has three distances. So three separate parts of the infrared, near, mid, and far. And each one of those spectrums does something different for your body. So it's called a full spectrum infrared sauna, which is a very important thing when you're looking for a sauna to go to. You want it to have all of the spectrums, because the far infrared penetrates into your tissue about an inch and a half, actually, which is much different than a normal heat from a sauna. So you're able to raise your core body temperature up to a certain point that lets your fat cells kind of release some toxins. But what it does is it immediately releases the toxins and you immediately sweat it out. So that's the important part, is that you're not keeping those toxins inside of you, you're sweating it out immediately. So the mid range of that infrared light also helps with muscle recovery. It helps decrease some inflammation in your soft tissues. And then the near spectrum of light helps with skin conditions, eczema, rashes, things like that. Anything that you're dealing with skin-wise, it can potentially help to decrease some of those symptoms. So it's a really awesome thing to have, and I'm happy to have it in my office just for my own sake.
Yeah, no, is it relatively new? I mean, I've not heard of this.
Yeah, somewhat. Like there's a few of them located around. A lot of people actually have them in their houses. The people who know how
really?
Beneficial it
okay.
is, they utilize it almost every day. And that's kind of what is recommended a lot of times. And that's why people choose to have them in their homes. You're going to get benefit doing it once or twice a month anyway, but the people who have something to treat specifically, a lot of times do choose to have them in their home so they can use it all the time. But yeah, it's not necessarily, it's more on the wellness side of things. Some people aren't aware of it at this point.
Natalie, what are your hours?
My hours kind of vary throughout the week. So Mondays and Wednesdays are the same. They are basically 9 to 6. And then Tuesdays I'm there 12 to 6. And then Thursdays is about 9 to 4. I'm there about every other Friday also. Okay. But right now I'm not currently working on weekends. But
okay.
That will change maybe.
Yeah, sure. And again, she is located at 5875 East Riverside, Suite 115.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You can give her a call at 815-398-1689.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Revive Chiropractic and Wellness. And when you talk about wellness, you're not kidding. I mean, it's,
right?
You cover the gamut.
I do. And that's where my passion lies. So I do so much research on the wellness side of things and the nutrition side of things that even I would say probably most chiropractors don't know, just because we get some nutrition in school. It's certainly... it's more than what MDs get on the nutrition side of things.
I've heard that from doctors, by the way.
Yeah.
That they don't know.
Yeah, they really don't. And that's not their fault. It's just that they don't get it in their curriculum. They're focused on other things. They're focused on the prescription side of things, which is valuable for them to know. But they just don't get the nutrition side as much as they would like to in order to feel confident in it. And that's kind of where I take it. Is that I have really put in the time outside of all of the formal schooling in order to really feel confident in what I'm telling people. So
we walk in and I tell you some of the issues going on with me, pain or something feels, and you start at that point and then you go, you can take people through the nutrition side.
Yeah.
The whole gamut.
Exactly. So if people do want to go into nutrition a little bit more, I do a separate nutrition consultation also. Really? But in a normal adjustment, I am always throwing out things. Oh, you can try this in order to help with this particular symptom. Or I'm always giving people supplementation recommendations in order to help their pain themselves versus having to rely on me all the time.
So if I want to get healthier food-wise.
Sure.
I can make an appointment and not necessarily do the chiropractic.
Exactly. You don't have to come in and do the chiropractic. I definitely sit down with people, talk about where they're at, talk about where they want to be, and we'll just talk about their nutrition. A lot of it is very simple diet changes. It's not rocket science, really. But there are specific things for each person that I would recommend, depending on the person.
Natalie, how important is just movement, getting up and moving?
Oh, it's insanely important because you need that movement in order to, well, we were talking about detoxification. You need the movement in order to push your lymphatic system through so that you can actually get rid of all the junk that's in our bodies. From our air, our food, our water, it's all around us. There's no way to avoid it.
You know, a lot of people think they have to go and work out and be on the machines and
sure.
go like crazy.
Sure.
Even just walking would help. I would
Absolutely. Think. A body in motion stays in motion, right?
That's good. I'm going to write that down.
I didn't come up with that.
That's very good, Lou.
It's very profound,
I'm telling
right?
you, very profound. Not only that, it's the word of the day.
Right?
Very good.
Yeah, I can't take credit
you
for that.
You had to be a teacher's pet because you're coming up with some good stuff.
Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome. And again, Natalie, a former Boylan High School grad,
yep.
went to Marquette,
yep.
then went to Palmer,
yep.
which is...
in the Quad Cities,
yeah.
yep. And it's... I think I'm biased probably, but I think it's the best school to go to.
It's one of the top.
It is.
When it comes to that, that's for sure.
It is. Well, it was the first one. It's the Fountainhead. That's where the first chiropractic adjustment took place. And then that person started the school.
You opened up last year?
Technically, yes. It's now 2020. So, yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a full year yet, but it's been amazing so far.
It's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
In all ages.
Yes, definitely. Babies up until elderly. Everybody like I said, has a different focus depending on their age. But I love taking care of all ages, especially kids. Kids are actually really easy to take care of because they respond so well. And it's not the same adjustment that I would give give maybe a 30-year-old man, that's for sure. Yeah. It's definitely dialed down, and I use actually completely different techniques in order to adjust children and babies. So, yeah.
Natalie, will you come back again?
I would love to come back again anytime you want.
I mean, it is so, you know, you've given so much great information.
Thank you.
And some things have hurt us, Lou. I got to be honest.
A little bit. You're not liking me as much as you did.
The pizza bread.
You know what, though? For anybody who's on the fence about anything like chiropractic, I've had it done before. I've had my back and just I've crawled in, walked out of the place because it works. Look at any professional sports team.
Oh, yeah.
Pick your favorite team. I don't care. Pick the sport. Pick the team.
Yep.
Someone like Natalie is on their staff.
Exactly.
And taking care of guys that are worth millions and millions of dollars to that franchise for a reason.
Yep.
It's not because they think, well, I don't know, maybe it worked. No, because there's science to it and it works.
Yep. Yeah. And actually, I think it's the Minnesota Vikings. They have a female chiropractor on staff for them. Yep. I think she's the first one.
Any desire to go and be a professional?
I always thought I wanted to do that. I'm not sure anymore. They can come to me.
Very good. Again, Revive Chiropractic Wellness. Got to think about that.
Right.
5875 East Riverside. Their number is 815-398-1689. They're in suite 115. Natalie, you know, is there. She's going to take care of you for all the different things we've talked about.
Exactly.
Best of luck to you. You got to come back.
Thank you. I will. Anytime you want. We can talk about whatever. I'm an open book.
We'll bring up pizza. Lou and I will bring up pizza.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into this whole how pizza's bad for you thing.
And we'll eat it while we're saying this is terrible.
I might be tempted to eat it too. But.
Thank you so much. I want to thank Natalie. I want to thank my producer, Lou, for coming in and handling. Also, Emily Whitaker for setting this up. We appreciate it so much. I'm Dean Irvin. We'll do it all again on Monday. Have a great night, everybody.